Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Sean Diddy Combs is the latest celebrity victim of swatting. Over a dozen police cars and two helicopters swarmed his L.A. home after they received a hoax phone call telling them that someone had been shot inside of his property. Upon searching the mansion, officers found no evidence, then they realized it was a prank. Police were called to a Miami burger restaurant when rapper Busta Rhymes allegedly caused a disturbance after he was refused permission to skip the line. Cheeseburger Baby owner Stephanie Vittori tells police that he stormed out when he was told that he couldn't cut the line, that everyone there was treated as equals. He stormed out, however, his entourage ordered his food. He reportedly then came back and complained about his order, cussing out the staff and making threats. Police were called, but he left the scene before they arrived. Controversy surrounding Rick Ross' rape lyrics continue to mount as the women's rights group Ultraviolet has announced that they will lead a protest outside of Reebok's flagship store in Manhattan today. Members are planning to deliver over 71,000 petitions to the store demanding the company fire Ross. "We are appalled that Reebok will pay a spokesperson who brags about enjoying drugging and raping a woman," said Nita, co-founder of Ultraviolet. "Reebok devotes most of its time, energy, and money to marketing to women, and now they're paying a man who's literally bragging about raping us," she said. During a recent interview with Peter Bailey's Nightcap, singer Fantasia revealed that the critics on social media really hurt her feelings. She said that the bullying needs to stop and fans should focus on the artist's music and not their personal lives. "I pray that they will bring it back to the music. I pray that they will bring it back to the focus on the gifts and not the other stuff. Everyone's human, nobody's perfect, but the man upstairs, we all have flaws, we all have skeletons in our closet," she said. "Everyone needs to just live." According to reports, the legendary Tina Turner is getting married to her longtime boyfriend of 27 years, Erwin Bach. She reportedly accepted his proposal 2 years after he popped the question. The couple plans to wed in an all-white ceremony on their Lake Zurich property in Switzerland.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.